Well, a Takahe pair, Minaki and Walter, have just been found after escaping from the safety of a reserve 10 days ago. Sorry, I read the wrong line first. Now I have to go backwards. The reserve we're talking about is Tawharanui, just north of Auckland. Auckland Council head ranger Matt Maitland joins me now. Hello there.
Kia ora, Jeffy.
Tell us about this pair. They seem desperate for freedom. Do they know there are rats and stoats out there looking forward to eating them?
I'm not sure they knew that, but they probably know now, and they probably know that we're quite keen to put them back where we wanted them to. They're a relatively young pair. They've been at Tawharanui for a bit over a year.
Okay. Tell us about Tawharanui, by the way, for people who don't know it.
Sure. So Tawharanui is a pest-free sanctuary. We keep most of the pests out most of the time, which allows us to have a whole lot of wildlife that would otherwise not be on mainland New Zealand flourish. Things like takahe, saddleback, duvetsel's gecko.
And there is, as I recall, a fence around it. How the takahe managing to get out?
Well, it looks like they just snuck out around the fence. So we have some fancy electronics on their back, which talk to a sensor at the gate end if birds are nearby. But we've had a few malfunctions with that, and it seemed that their timing was perfect. Low tide, snuck out, no trace.
I don't mean to be, you know, rude, but is there any use to a fence if the fence just stops and you can walk around it?
No, you're quite right. So that's one of the challenges of these things when we have barriers. So a coast-to-coast fence is obviously a lot cheaper than a ring fence.
Yeah.
And with that comes those risks which we manage. We do it with our eyes wide open. So yes, it's possible that pests can find it. Yes, it's possible that wildlife can find it. But on balance, it works.
Great. So where did they go once they broke out?
Right, well, the first part was we didn't know. So we were unsure whether they were hiding within the park or had absconded from the park. But we had a good old community grapevine whereby a volunteer was having a chat to someone else at the pub and they said, I had some takahe on my lawn. once jaw was picked up and put back in place, we sort of went, okay. And from that, we followed up. Luckily, they were in their radio transmitters. So track them down and go, oh, what are they doing there? And then the next part goes, now how do we get them back?
Mm. Are they easy to catch?
No, not at all.
really?
Sometimes these birds, because of the way in which we manage them and that they use supplementary feed from a feeder, we can use that tool to help them come to us, come to a pen, something like that. Now, these birds were, I guess the best word for it is scrambled. They were together, which is great, but a long way from home, some 10 kilometres, and very cagey about us. And they've actually not been particularly easy birds to catch even when they've been within the park. So we went through a process of trying to habituate them to us, to our tools, a game of risk and reward whereby we said, okay, let them settle here, even though there's all these risks out here, but that will make them a bit easier to catch. And then yesterday afternoon, we got a bit lucky and skillful and repatriated the birds.
Great. How does a takahe get 10 kilometres?
Oh, they just walk and eat. Yeah, and so that's a straight line. Who knows what kind of route they took? I know a little bit about some of the movements they did in the latter end of it, so that 10 kilometres would easily be more like 20.
Man, oh man. Are they just curious? Do they just like wander?
Yeah, so the birds, they're very territorial, and also they have this drive for breeding. So it's spring, but these are probably teenagers coming into young adulthood. So they've got this hormone drive to breed, but they probably don't know quite what to do with it. So that's when we sort of went, okay, they're looking for opportunities. They go wandering around, and then from there, a series of what we would consider wrong decisions ensue.
They're basically just horny teenagers, forgive me.
Yeah, one would think so, but also looking for a fight as well, to fight off whoever's looking to muscle in on their patch or whose patch they can muscle in on. You know, the fun and games of the wildlife world. Everyone's looking for a territory. Everyone's looking for a mate. Everyone's looking for resources.
Mm. You have a bit of personal trouble, Matt, trying to catch them.
I'm sporting a fancy purple wrist at the cast on my hand at the moment. We don't like make fun of getting hurt at work, but look, wildlife and where they live are inherently dangerous. It was a simple slip in the forest, put my hand out wrong, and tweak, bang, broke a bone.
Mm.
Very unfortunate.
Don't imagine many ACC claims putting takahe attack as the cause.
I think I might have claimed a category all to my own in that attitude.
What are you going to do with these two?
Right, so because we know that the site is a little bit leaky, and if the birds really want to, they can leave. These guys have, one of them's wandered off before. He was a quick catch that time, she actually. But this time they've breached our two-strike rule, so they're off to a real island. So Motutapu Island today, they've probably just landed on the island. Our dock colleagues out there will be transporting them out to a new home on Motutapu, where hopefully they can stay. And if they want to wander, they can just keep going, doing large circles.
That's great. Are there any other takahe on Motutapu?
Yeah, there's quite a few of them there. It's a place which is a bit like Kawhiranui. It's been slowly filled up with birds there as a secure sanctuary site. These are the insurance backup for the wild populations.
Presumably still plenty to see at Tawharanui. There's some good saddlebacks last time I was there.
Yeah, no, everything's ticking along there nicely. You know, people come along, they'll get a chance to see some takahe. Luckily, these ones that are missing were actually in a place where they wouldn't have been seen terribly often, but they'll be there. Yeah, saddlebacks come at night, you'll hear kiwi, seabirds, all go.
Great. Hey, nice to chat with you, and thanks for sharing the story.
You too. Thanks, Jeffy.
It's Matt Maitland, who is Auckland Council's head ranger, managed to find those takahe escapees, and now they're at a place that will be much harder to escape from, Motutapu, which is that... old island right next to Rangitoto.